Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the state of Louisiana. After this week's decision to tear down the wall of separation between church and state by requiring all school classrooms to display a Ten Commandments poster by next year. The poster must include an explanation that these rules were, quote, a prominent part of American public education for almost three centuries, end quote. Also, displays of the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence, and the Northwest Ordinance are allowed, but not required. Obviously, we are horrified by this development. Have we really worked so hard for all these decades to stamp out every last vestige of public religion in America only to have children instructed to be accountable to God, their parents, their spouses, and to respect other people's property, all in one fell poster? No, I say. If the impressionable minds of children start thinking the Bible is some reliable source of guidance and instruction, can you imagine what horrendous things they might find inside its pages besides just these Ten Commandments? They might learn about the love of God, the consequences of sin, the wisdom of the Proverbs, or even, gasp, the gospel of Jesus Christ! But obviously, the Ten Commandments themselves are unacceptable. Putting aside the problems with having children think about God, respecting His name, putting Him first in their lives, and dedicating a whole day each week to Him, literally every commandment is contrary to our own religion. Honor your father and your mother is obviously a heteronormative cisgender marginalization of anyone who's got two mommies or two daddies, and it implicitly criticizes single-parent households, affirms the highly restrictive nuclear family, and teaches children the unacceptable principle of submission to parental authority, which we've been trying to subvert all this time. Thou shalt not kill certainly overlooks the obvious right of women to terminate a pregnancy and for the old or the infirm to end their miserable lives through euthanasia. Thou shalt not commit adultery reinforces the sexually restrictive concepts of waiting for marriage, getting married, and staying married to one person of the opposite sex for life. What is this, 1990? Thou shalt not steal only serves to reinvigorate the misguided concepts of private property and capitalism, as if anyone's property isn't really everyone's property. Thou shalt not lie implies that there is such a thing as objective truth, and that somehow words can be either true or false when, of course, we preach that truth is in the eye of the beholder, because relativism is our entire worldview. If there's no such thing as truth, how can anyone even really tell a lie? Am I right? And thou shalt not covet? How can we promote class envy if we don't make coveting a way of life? And if there were no coveting, how would we justify the redistribution of wealth from those who earn a lot to those that earn little or nothing? No, these Ten Commandments are no way to build a morally relativistic, sexually liberated, collectivist society of self-indulgent, rebellious hedonists. Obviously, we cannot have such dangerous ideas taught to children in Louisiana schools, or anywhere else for that matter. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, World Aquatics, the international governing body for all water sports, after it prohibited transgender swimmer Leah Thomas from swimming in the upcoming Paris Olympics, and won its legal case against her in the International Court of Arbitration for Sport. Thomas, who of course became famous for being the first transgender athlete to win an NCAA college title in 2022, had sued to overcome the prohibition against athletes who had experienced any part of male puberty from swimming competitively as women. In denying Thomas her Gaia-given right to identify as the gender of her heart rather than the gender of her body, World Aquatics has shown itself to be yet another agent of patriarchal repression. Refusing to usher in the golden age of genderless liberty, our parishioners mantra for daily. The claims by World Aquatics that anyone who's experienced male puberty has physical advantages in endurance, power, speed, strength, and lung size even after testosterone mitigation are true, but of course totally beside the point. Women's sports are not intended for creating a fair and safe space within which women are protected from male physical domination. Women's sports are in reality just another platform from which we can continue to advance our goal of total gender anarchy and liberation. Although the rainbow-colored rings of the Olympic Games appear to be LGBTQ+ positive, sadly, until men are free to beat women at their own games, they will continue to be the segregated, repressive chains of transphobic cisgender bigotry that we see today. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Finally, we want to talk a little bit about the excellent example of woketopianism being implemented in Spokane, one of the more vibrant street intersections in this idyllic corner of the People's Republic of Washington, has been painted with the pride flag. But local teenagers have been defacing it with their lime scooters by deliberately creating skid marks on the hallowed rainbow mural. But the reaction to all levels from Governor Jay Inslee down to the local police has been beautifully ferocious. He signed into effect a law making it a felony to deface a public mural, and one of the older teens is now facing up to 5 years in jail and a $10,000 fine. As the sixth commandment of our religion teaches, thou shalt not trifleth with thine holy rainbow flag. Now, for those who say this is excessive punishment, we ask, is there any such thing as going too far in hurting people so they learn the lesson that you must love everyone? You must love everyone! Moreover, Lime has now geofenced the mural so that scooters aren't even able to ride across it anymore, properly protecting this sacred road space from the hate-skidding antics of those troublesome teenagers who tried in vain to smudge out gay pride with their pathetic rental scooters. What we particularly love about this whole episode is the clear message being sent that once a rainbow flag touches something even as mundane as a road, it transforms that thing into a hallowed object of veneration and worship. That formerly humble intersection is no longer just a stretch of asphalt, but now a sacred nexus where the entire community of non-judgmental love, pigmentary art, and the manifest presence of the holy acronym string come together in a way that brings a tear of joy to this pastor's heart. As the above average book says, "Yea, though I scoot through the valley of the shadow of bigotry, I shall fear no skid mark. Woe unto all who offend."
Woe unto all who offend!
As you depart today, please be sure to sign the Get Better Soon card for Annabelle Fishwaller, who suffered an extreme bout of euphoria at last night's summer solstice celebration and hasn't woken up since. As many of you know all too well, worshiping the planetary high points can be a powerful and transcendental experience. Refreshments this week are provided by Blank Slate, the all-natural gastro cleanse pub featuring 17 different flavors of chalky smooth diuretics and laxatives. Yes, you can wash down a lovely high-fiber snack cake with a joyful swig of Blank Slate, lime, lemon, boysenberry, and now again available in original Mylanta flavor. Wipe your intestines free with a shot of Blank Slate. You can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.